Hello, thank you for calling the NEC helpline. My name is Harold. Am I speaking with Brittany?
Yes, this is she.
Hey, Brittany, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Can't complain at all. My name is Harold, and I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. Have you found an attorney to help you file that claim?
I just that's what I got referred over. So I do believe that this is part of the process.
Gotcha. Okay. And I do want to ask you some questions regarding the pregnancy. How many weeks pregnant were you when you gave birth?
I was 31 weeks.
31 weeks.
It was time. Yeah.
And who was diagnosed with NEC? Was it your son, your daughter?
There's no sound.
Your son? I'm sorry to hear that. How much did he weigh at birth?
He was at probably 4 pounds, 7 ounces. Yeah.
4 pounds,
He was
7 ounces.
tiny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he fed Enfamil or Similac while he was in the hospital?
It was Similac.
Similac. And when is his date of birth?
The 7/23/21, July 23rd.
When was he officially diagnosed with the NEC?
It was August of 2021, like around the, I think the 15th or 16th. No, it was the 17th actually, August 17th. I do remember. Yep.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
No worries. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
I do, yeah.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents relating to NEC?
Yes, I can confirm.
Okay. And your son, does he have any sustained injuries now, such as ongoing gastrointestinal issues, any other bowel conditions, intestinal perforation, any scarring in his intestines?
So he had we did gastric decompression because I know when he got sick he had they did a laparotomy surgery on him as well, and I know when he got sick and everything, it was like he was bloating, it was like he was vomiting, he had like diarrhea really bad, and he had like blood in his stool. That's what really, kind of alerted me to get him checked out, because it's like, he's a baby. Like, it didn't make any sense to me. So,
Right.
and he wasn't really taking in, any nutrients or anything from his food. So they did like blood work and x-rays on him, and that's how we found out that he had the NEC. But the only thing that, that they, confirmed for sure, was that it was the formula.
Gotcha.
So that kind of.
And does So how about like now in his life, does he still have some of those issues, some of those bowel issues?
Oh yeah, he's still sick now. We still have to take him for treatment.
Do you know if he has any scarring in the intestines from the laparotomy, or any holes in his intestines?
It wasn't confirmed. I know that that's what we just took him to an appointment last week. They wanted to check him for some scarring because he's been nauseous and vomiting for the last, like week and a half. So
Oh,
we took
wow.
him and yeah, so we're just trying to get it all sorted out.
So he, would you say he does still have some gastrointestinal issues at the moment?
Yes, he does.
And do you have the medical records that show the diagnosis?
I can provide the medical records. I actually I requested them because I had to girlfriend is removed. I had to find his birth certificate. So I requested the medical records today. They said it's going to take about 5 to 7 business days. So 7 business days at the most, I'm okay. expecting to have it.
Okay, perfect. So. Perfect, perfect. And was he diagnosed with NEC prior to eating the formula, or was it after?
It was after.
It was after. And what hospital diagnosed him?
This was at Northside Hospital.
One more time.
Northside Hospital.
Northside Hospital.
Mhm. It's 1000 Johnson Ferry Road in Atlanta, Georgia.
Thank you. And you said he was fed the Similac, correct?
Yes. Now, when he was in the NICU, by the way, they did have him on a gastric tube. It was a nasogastric tube. And it went from, you know, the one that goes from like, your nose to your tummy. So mm-hmm. he had one of those while he was in the NICU, by the way. I'm trying to make sure I give you guys everything because this has really been tough for us.
Yeah, this is it's a big thing, you know, and it's really sad, you know, what was going on with this formula. So, you know, everything.
Yeah, we had no idea. How would we know?
Exactly. No one knew, right? And that's the issue. No one knew except for, you know, these people who were making the formula. And so that's kind of why we're, you know, going after them. We're not going after the hospitals or anything like that. Yeah, we're going after, you know, the people who actually made the formula.
Because I've gotten to beat myself up because I was back and forth with breastfeeding and I don't know. But it's okay. we're going to be okay.
You know, day by day. Take it day by day, you know. And your son, he is still with us, correct?
Yes.
And you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes. Okay.
And do you know of any other family, friends, or loved ones who are also fed the formula?
I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't really. I've kind of been isolated a bit, just being baby. I haven't really talked to anybody about it. I could reach out to a couple, you know, my friends, you know, Facebook. Hey.
You know, if any, you know, just because we want to help as many people as we can. You know, this is, like I said, this is an awful thing that happened. So definitely want to make sure we can help out as many people as we can. And your son, could you spell out his name for me?
Yes, it's Khylan.
And then for the last name?
It's Kousar, Kousar.
Thank you. And is he a junior, second, third?
No.
No, nothing like that. Okay. And then we do need a social in order to pull medical records and things like that. Can I go ahead and get his social?
Okay, give me just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's 898-059744.
And now for your date of birth?
It's 7687.
7687?
Mm-hmm.
And now you spell your name Brittany, last name Kousar, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And now for your social as well?
It's 251-79-2193.
And now I do have your email. Is it bkousar@hotmail.com?
Actually, it's the, you can use the Gmail. It's bkousar7@gmail.
7@gmail. Thank you. And then your phone number, 470-637-2799.
Yeah.
And then what is your property address?
It's 11006 Flying Change Court, Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And it's 20772.
And then that was flying like a bird flying.
Change court.
Perfect. Thank
Everywhere.
you. 20772. That's in Prince George County.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. And then you do have official documents to show your power of attorney, like the birth certificate, stuff like that.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And now, during the pregnancy, were there any issues such as hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No.
No. And your son, he was premature, correct? And he was born in Georgia, correct?
Yes.
When was he admitted into the NICU?
He was admitted. He was admitted for 25 days. I know that for sure.
He was admitted, you said in 20 or within 25 days of him being born.
Yeah, so the and I know we got out on the 13th of September. So the 25th is from the 13th. I'm not sure what
No
that
worries. Let me go ahead and
date
see. Because it might
was.
be around the same time he was diagnosed.
And he was diagnosed. Yeah, he was diagnosed immediately. It was August 17th when he was diagnosed. So,
And then you said he was, it was 25 days.
it was 25 days. I'm
17th.
sorry, so long.
No worries, no worries. So that's actually the 17th of August as well when he was admitted. So I mean, yeah, so probably around the same time when he was admitted, and when he was diagnosed, this is probably around the same time. And then you said you guys were discharged in September?
Yeah, it was the 13th.
September 13th. Okay. And he was 4 pounds, 7 ounces.
Yes, he was. He was tiny.
When did they start using baby formula?
I started using it was about 3 or 4 weeks, so I didn't use it very long because he got sick pretty quickly.
Gotcha. Okay. About you said 2 to 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks after he was born.
It was like 3 to 4 weeks. It wasn't very long because that was when he started to, started vomiting first. It
Gotcha.
was really confusing.
Let's see. So you
The whole thing
started.
has fit. I think the whole other thing is it's just the way it looked. It just was so different. I just scared everybody.
So you started roughly on the 13th of August.
Yeah.
When would you say you stopped using the formula?
Like I said, it was only for about 3 to 4 weeks, so it wasn't very long. I just remember like that first month I used it,
Gotcha.
and as soon as he got sick, I stopped.
You started using it when he was born? Not 3 weeks after he was born. Is that correct?
I don't recall. I just it I that was the first thing we used. I didn't breastfeed.
Gotcha. Okay. And so that's when he was born then. He started, you didn't breastfeed. Okay.
I didn't breastfeed at all.
And so you started when he was born and then you stopped. You said 3 to 4 weeks or so. One, two, three. Okay. 3 weeks. And now, what type of issues did he have after drinking the formula? Was it green vomit? I know you said bloody stool. Did he have trouble feeding, constipation, hypotension, apnea, anything like that?
Yeah, the like that, like I said, it wasn't normal spit up. It was like yellow. Like it
That,
was
okay.
the spit up was like yellow, and then he had blood in his stool. He had a lot of diarrhea, and he was like he wouldn't eat. Like he didn't want to eat. Like I would feed him, try to give him a couple bottles. He didn't want to eat, and it's like he wasn't getting any weight. And you know, like I said, I could just tell like he just wasn't taking any nutrients from the food, and that's when you know his tummy started to fail. And that's when we got the surgery, ended up having another surgery.
Gotcha. When was the last time he was treated for NEC related issues?
The last time, I mean, he's still undergoing treatment. Like he's still getting treated now. I mean, we still have to, you know, take him to the doctors and stuff.
Okay, so you went last month for some sort of treatments, anything like
Yeah, we
that?
take him on
Okay.
checkup. Yeah, 'cause he has strictures. Like it's so sometimes he can't poop. Like so sometimes like he you know, he has trouble pooping.
Gotcha. Okay, so you have to take him to the hospital and everything. Let me ask you this. So the diagnosing, do you remember who diagnosed the doctor who diagnosed your son?
Yeah, it was Dr. David Bergman.
Birdman.
Bergman.
Perfect. And now, this was the same hospital that did all of the treatment and everything like that, correct?
Yes, he did.
Okay. All righty, thank you. Okay. And now I do request emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
Could put down Nancy, Nancy, Dousar.
Okay. And her phone number?
404-606-6767.
And is this your mother, sister?
It's my mother.
Mother. Okay, thank you. Now, do you just want to verify this information?
And actually, you know what? Let me give you, 'cause that, let me give you her home number. That's, she's more likely to answer the other number.
Okay.
It's 240-503-6767.
240 03 9687. Alrighty. Let me go ahead and verify this information one last time, make sure everything is right, my spelling, everything like that. And then I am going to be able to send over the documents to you. I do just want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. You were 31 weeks pregnant when you gave birth to your son. Your son was 4 pounds, 7 ounces. He was fed the Similac. His date of birth is 7/23/2021, and he was diagnosed 8/17/2021. Did that sound correct to you?
Yes.
Okay. And he was seen at the Northside Hospital, 1000 Johnson Ferry Road, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia. You are his mother. You are a citizen of the United States. You spell his name Khyla, last name Kousar, Cousar. His social 898-05-9744. And then we spell your name Brittany, Brittany, last name Kousar, Cousar. Your date of birth is 7/6/1987. Your date, social 251-792193. Your email address is bkousar7@gmail.com. your email address is 11, or your property address, excuse me, is 11006 Flying Change Court, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20772. He was admitted into the NICU 8/17/2021, discharged 9/13/2021. They started to use formula around the time he was born, 7/23/21, for about 3 weeks or so, up until 8/13/2021. He did have bloody stools, green vomit, trouble feeding. He also had a laparotomy. He is still going for treatments for NEC-related issues. He was seen by Dr. Birdman, diagnosed by Dr. Birdman at the Northside Hospital. And he was treated all at the Northside Hospital as well. And then we do have your mother, Nancy, here as the emergency contact, 240-503-9687. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Perfect. I am going to send you over the DocuSign now. Give me one moment, and then it'll go to your email as well as your text message. So whatever's easier for you to go ahead and fill out.
Okay.
And so how this process is going to work is, once I get these documents back, I'll be able to actually send them up to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at them, verify the information is within their guidelines. They will then give you a call within a week. So okay. I'm going to send you their information as well. But during that phone call, they're basically going to verify with you one more time, you know, that this is something you want to do. They're going to verify the information one last time, make sure it's all, you know, correct. And then at that point, you know, once they say, hey, this is something, you know, we can take. And, you know, once you say, okay, this is something, you know, I definitely want to do, they will then be able to legally represent you and actually kind of get started on your behalf, you know, getting documents and everything like that.
Okay.
So I just sent you their information. It's Pulaski Law Firm. They're based out of Texas. And then my name is Harold King. One more time, that 949 number I sent you the text message on, you can go ahead and save that phone number in. That's my direct line. And typically, you know, I'll call you throughout the process just to make sure everything is, you know, going well. So just so you know, it's me and not, you know, just a random person calling you.
Okay. And I'm signing now.
Perfect.
Okay, I'm done.
Perfect. Yep, I just got them back. Thank you so much. So before I send them over, do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
I don't.
Okay.
This is crazy. So I'm just so nervous. That my baby has been through a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. I could even get him any help, you know, like, and it's taking a toll on all of us. It's expensive, it's tough, and, you know, I just want everybody, you know, want this to be okay. I want it to be okay.
I understand. I think, you know, everything would be okay. You know, I've talked to a lot of people, and, you know, in the beginning, it's definitely, you know, really, really rough, you know, going through everything, especially for the first time. But, you know, at the end, I've talked to a lot of people and, you know, everything always gets better, you know, throughout the years, you know, their child gets a lot better. They kind of, you know, stop having these issues, are able to digest a lot better. So, you know, just take it a day at a time, Brittany, you know, and just, you know, just take it slow, you know.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
Of course. Thank you. I appreciate that, Brittany. You as well. I hope everything works out well. And if you ever need anything from me, I'm here Monday through Friday. You have my direct line, so you can text me, you can call me whenever. And I'll be able to talk, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course. You have a blessed day. Bye-bye.